The reading this morning is from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 to 9. Joshua, I will always be with you and help you as I helped Moses, and no one will be ever able to defeat you. Long ago, I promised the ancestors of Israel that I would give this land to their descendants. So be strong and brave. Be careful to do everything my servant Moses taught you. Never stop reading the book of the law he gave you. Day and night, you must think about what it says. If you obey it completely, you and Israel will be able to take this land. I've commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go.
When boys and girls, teenagers, mums, dads, everyone here, I wonder if you think it would be much fun having been a guard on duty on the walls of Jericho, especially at night. Imagine it was cold, probably boring, wasn't much to look at apart from the fires of the Israelite camp down below them. But probably lots of fires spread over a really large area because it was a big camp. There would have been tens of thousands of Israelites. I'm pretty sure that when the guards of Jericho saw that Israelite camp, that they knew it meant trouble. That they would have been sure to keep their eyes wide open. That the Jericho city gates would have been kept firmly shut and closed, day and night. But you know, nothing happened for a while. Until one morning, a massive army came towards the city. No doubt the guards and the people of Jericho were glad that there were strong, thick walls between the Israelites and them. No one was getting through those walls. So the Israelite army comes towards Jericho, but it's odd. They didn't charge or storm the city, as you might expect an attacking army to do. No, they just marched. They didn't bang their spears on their shields or shout war cries. In fact, they were completely silent. Tens of thousands of soldiers armed for battle, but completely silent, except for the sound of some trumpets. I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if it was the quiet of the Israelite army that made the people of Jericho nervous. And I'm sure they wondered what the Israelites would do next. But as we saw in our story, they just marched around the city without shouting or even talking. And then they went back to their camp. And they did the same every day for the next 5 days too. But then it came to the seventh day. And the Israelites walked around slowly and quietly again and again. And again, in fact, they walked around Jericho 7 times. And after the 7th time, when the trumpets sounded, the Israelites cheered and shouted, and the walls of Jericho came crashing down. And the people went in and took the city. God had won the battle for them. God had shown his power. God was victorious. He had won. And God had done what he had promised he would do for the Israelites and for Joshua. And so these promises, I'd just like to take a few minutes to talk about now. Has anybody here been to CSSM this year? On the beach, maybe in the mornings? Few people. Excellent. Well, you guys have a head start. The others, you need a bit of a catch up to do. So at CSSM this year, we have been learning that God always keeps his promises. We've seen that because God is holy, he always tells the truth. So that when he says he is going to do something, he will do it. In fact, he's not able to not keep his promises. That makes sense. So how does Joshua and Jericho and the story we've just heard show us that? Well, I suppose, as I said, there was promises to the Israelites and there was promises to Joshua. So let's start with the Israelites. And to find out how this story shows us that God does keep his promises, we do have to go back in time a bit to before Joshua. Was anyone here maybe on the beach on Friday for our drama? What was the drama about? Does anyone remember? Who was it about, maybe?
Was it good? Was there a person?
Abraham, yeah. And I don't know in the midst of all the goings on of the CSSM beach drama, because sometimes, you know. Anyway, there were some promises talked about there. Maybe you could pick them out. God had promised Abraham land. He promised him a place for Abraham and his descendants to live in. He promised him children, that Abraham's family would be so huge that there would be too many to count. And also that Abraham's family would be a blessing to the whole world. Well, but the time Joshua comes along, Abraham's family was huge, just as God had promised, those tens of thousands of people that were marching around Jericho. And now it's time for God to keep another one of his promises, and that was to give Abraham's descendants a land to live in. And that's what we saw in today's Bible story. God, in his power, helped his people defeat the city of Jericho and start to make that land their own. So we see that God keeps his promises. He kept his promises to the Israelites. And God made that promise to the whole nation of Israel. But he also, as I said, made a promise to Joshua. And in the reading that Hannah has just read for us, we saw that the promise was actually kind of sort of at the start and at the end of the reading. I don't know whether anyone noticed what it was. I'll give you a hint. It's our memory verse. Can anyone think? Will I tell you? Because you're all just a little bit shy. Yeah, God promised to be with Joshua wherever he went, and to help him to do what God wanted him to do. And what a great promise that was for Joshua, that wherever he went and whatever he was going to do for God, God was with him. God was on his side. And this is a God who has the power to make the walls of cities crumble. This is a victorious God who can win battles without lifting a sword or a spear. God kept his promise to Joshua. And if you continue to read through the book of Joshua, you'll see again and again how God was with Joshua and how he helped him to do the job that he had been asked to do by God, which was to claim the land for the Israelites. God promised to be with Joshua and help him. And Joshua knew that God was able to do that. He had seen God's power. He had seen that he was able to do so. So Joshua trusted in that promise and knew that God would always win for him. Now, does anyone here have a favorite superhero? We heard about Lucy and Hannah's favorite superhero. You can tell me your favorite superheroes later and I'll tell you who mine is. I love superhero movies because, you know, although it seems impossible for the good guys to win at some point in the movie, we always know that in the end they are going to win, don't we? Kind of there. And often we watch those movies not to see who will win, but to see how they win. Well, it's a bit like that with Joshua. He knew because God was with him that he would win. Because God always keeps his promises. And so it's a great promise for Joshua, but again, at CSSM this year, we've seen that these promises are for us too. Now, I don't think God is going to give you the land that he promised to the Israelites. That was just a promise for them at that time. Although, of course, it helps us to know that God keeps his promises. But I do think that the promise that he gave Joshua is a promise that we can take from God too. And what was the promise again? That he will be with us all the time. That he's on our side and will help us. Yes, God, the God who is powerful and victorious, who made this promise to Joshua, also makes it to you. God is with you. He's here with us now. And when you go out from here to spend time with maybe your friends and family, mums and dads when they may go to work, girls and boys when you go back to school, we don't like thinking about going back to school just yet, do we? No. Whether things are good and happy, or a struggle and difficult, whatever you face, wherever you go, whatever you do, God is there with you. But you know, God's promises are not all one way. Has anyone ever been to a wedding?
A few people, I think.
Well, if you have, you'll know that both the bride and the groom make promises to each other. Debs, we saw her earlier. You got married this year to Darren, who's also on our team. And you both made promises to each other. They both promised to love and to look after each other. It's a two-way thing. And again, if we look at the reading that we had, we saw that those promises were at the start and at the end, those promises to Joshua. But sandwiched in between, God tells Joshua that he has to be brave and strong. He has to obey God's commands and he has to think about God's words. Be brave and strong. Obey my commands. Think on my words and I will be with you. Now, it might seem that God is saying that he would only be with Joshua if he's brave and strong, or that he'd only be with Joshua if he obeys God's commands and thinks on God's words. That Joshua in some way has to earn God's promises, or as if it's up to Joshua to make that promise, God's promise to happen. That's not the case. I'm pretty sure that if that was the case, Joshua would never get God's promises. Now, what we see here is that Joshua can be brave and strong because God is with him. Joshua can obey God's commands because God helps him to do that. God will be with Joshua as he thinks upon God's words and helps him to understand them. And that's, of course, the same for us too. God wants us to be strong and brave for him, to do the things that he's asked us to do, whatever that might be. Maybe being kind to the people we meet in school or in our neighborhood. Maybe helping out here at church. Maybe being brave to tell others about Jesus. But God is with us while we do these things, helping us. God wants us to obey him, to put our trust in him, to follow him, and to show others by the way that we live what it means to be friends with God. And that's not always easy to do, but God is with us while we do that, helping us along the way. God wants us to think upon his words. And for us, that means reading his Bible, listening to what it has to say to us and through it. And again, God is with us while we do that and helps us to understand what we read. So again, that we can know God better and know also what he is asking us to do for him. The powerful, victorious God was with Joshua as he promised. He always keeps his promises, and so we can know that promise for us too. Now, just one last thing before I finish. I know sometimes it can be hard to remember that God is with us. Sometimes we can forget the promise and start to think that we're on our own. And it's good to have a reminder. Joshua had a reminder. I don't know whether you noticed. This was Joshua's reminder. This was brought the Ark of the Covenant, or we might call it the Promise box. It was a box on sticks. It represented to the people, to the Israelites, that God was with them. When they saw the Ark of the Covenant, they knew that God was with them wherever they went. A few years ago, I found this little stone. I don't know whether you can see it. To me, it looks like a heart. You might think it looks like something different, but that's what it means to be. And I carry this stone around in my bottom of my bag. And when I see it there, it reminds me just that God loves me and that he is with me. And that he's there for me throughout my day. And maybe there's something that you could find or you could make that will help you to remember that God is with you, that he's helping you to live for him day by day. Because God always keeps his promises and he is with you wherever you go.